Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Well, don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good Thursday evening. From the virtual Kia Studios, sitting in for one John Chuckery. It is Sam Crenshaw with you and tonight until 11 o'clock. And so glad you're with us on this eve of the holiday, if that's what you want to call it, that be the correct thing. Shout out to Carl Dukes and Harry Douglas. We're just putting down this show, just preceding us, and great stuff as always from them. And Duke's not coming to work tomorrow. Of course, he's going to go out and have something on the grill. He ain't going to tell us what it is because he ain't going to invite us over. But that's okay. That's all right. That's my guy. That's okay. It's all right, man. And hope that all of you are planning on having a safe holiday weekend as things continue to happen in the sports world and we get closer and closer and closer to games, to teams practicing, to teams scrimmaging. And eventually playing games. Braves are working out out at Truist Park. They're out there working and they're getting ready for the season, 60-game season that they're going to play. Are you excited about that? I am. Getting there, it was a pain in the you-know-what. But now they're here, and we're going to actually see some baseball. Are you ready for it? You know, I'm ready for that as well. Meanwhile, we got people headed the bubbles. We got a MLS bubble. Atlanta United is going to. They're not going yet, but they're going to go and get ready to play down there. And then, you know, in same place, the NBA has its bubble. And this is one, there's been a lot of hemming and hawing about this particular bubble. What's going to happen? Who is going? Who's opting out? Who's still sitting on the fence? And to me, it's hard to predict who a winner will be. Until we see exactly who's going to show up to play on these teams. We would think the teams that were playing great last time we saw them, which it seems like it's been forever now, that, you know, the teams that we saw that were playing really well at that time, we would hope that they would be able to pick things up. But it's almost like we're wiping the slate clean in many ways. You know, everybody should be healthy with these teams, although we do have some players that are testing positive, you know, for coronavirus. And the teams are doing the things to get ready for that. They have some players that could step in and keep things moving and keep things headed toward finally getting a champion for this NBA season. So we look for what happened to that. And, of course, with football, my goodness, it changes and morphs with every passing day, doesn't it? You know, team's going to be ready to go, won't be ready to go. You know, you got teams that have 20, 30 players at the college level who've tested positive, and then quarantine. That's happening. We have some programs that are not sure if they're going to play this season. We've had some schools that have dropped their programs altogether when they talk about college football. So we'll get into that some tonight as well and talk about what we see, what we think we see, what we think may happen on our show. And we're going to hear from you too as well, 404-741-0929. And, of course, on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Of course, Sports Radio 92.9 comes your way by way of the radio.com app, and we're available on all your smartphones and smart devices, your speakers. If you're traveling this holiday weekend, yeah, take us with us, take us with you, lock us in, and take us along as we bring you the very latest because, folks, things change by the day. I mean, and if you've been tuning in and been with us the last week or so, you know things are moving and changing and things that you hear. So we'll have the very latest for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 again. Now, normally I'm around on weekend mornings. Myself and Greg Clarkson are usually here and get the information. And we will be in again this coming Sunday morning from 6 until 10. And we hope that you will join us then. But I'm here sitting in for Chuckery the next couple of nights. And I hope I don't, you know, knock anything over, break anything, or get the cops called on me, anything like that. But I think we're going to have some nice time this evening. You're off work. That's one thing. You know, you're not going to work tomorrow. We know. Who's going to work tomorrow? Show of hands. That's what I thought. Everybody, if you're not on the freeway, and by the way, where are you going? With everything being kind of dialed back, are you hitting the road? Are you just going to do something around the house? This is going to be such a different July 4th holiday. I don't know what yours is going to be like. Normally, part of my 4th of July from recent years, since my coming to be a part of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, I've been at Colony Square, 9 floors up, in the Kia Studios, which I missed the Kia Studios. I haven't seen the Kia Studios in, my goodness, seems like half a year. They're still there. But normally on the 4th of July morning, I'm usually there. Greg and I are there. We're doing the program. And we have the best vantage point of the Peachtree Road Race because they come running right past the window and we're able to see them. We're able to see them wave when they come way up Peachtree Road when they make the turn there. They cross 85 right there, cross Spring Street, and then they start. And that's we can see them coming all the way down, down Peachtree, going southbound and headed toward Piedmont Park. It's a spectacle to see, and it's a great 4th of July tradition that we always have in our city. And sadly, we won't get to have it this time. It's been pushed back to Thanksgiving holiday time, which will be a lot different and be less heat on the runners, because let's face it, right now, our temperature is right now getting to the point where if you're in those late groups taking off for this race, you are going to feel it on Saturday. We got some heat and humidity out there right now that will make it downright miserable. But it's what we gear ourselves up to. It's what our whole community turns out and gets excited about. And not just if you're not participating, but if you're just volunteering, people get excited about that. That's what we do here in Atlanta. And usually those years, the Braves are home and have a game in the evening. And those are things we're used to in Atlanta. July 4th means, you know, thousands of people running, pounding the pavement on Peachtree Street and Braves baseball. And this year, we'll have neither. We're just happy to be. How about that, folks? As we deal with what we're faced with, this health emergency, and you know, you dealing with it in your particular way, wherever you are, doing the things that are necessary and the things that have been mandated for our safety and for the safety of others. Hope to still you'll find a way to enjoy and celebrate this holiday. I'm sure there are going to be still have some fireworks in some places. They may not be the kind that we go out and gather in one spot to watch, but I'm sure there will be some around our area, and we find out about some of those. We make sure and pass them along tonight and tomorrow night to make sure you know to watch for them, as we still want to celebrate July 4th the way we know the part of it. Of course, you can always have meat on the grill. You can always do that. That's something you can do. I don't know how many family members will come over to join this time around, but still something we can do that would be a lot of fun. We got some great guests coming up, and I think you're going to enjoy hearing from each and every one of them. Great conversation about things that are happening, of course, with baseball. Rob Manfred saying he knew all along it was going to be 60 games. Then today he kind of walks that back a little bit. Well, maybe I didn't know that for sure that was going to be 60 games for baseball. Matter of fact, that's what they have come away with, and that's what the game plan is going to be going forward. We're going to talk some NFL. Going to have someone I've covered his career for a very long time. I don't want to make him feel old or make me feel older. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Joshua Dobbs is going to join us in our next segment at 7:20. He's going to join us. We're going to catch up with him. Got a new offensive coordinator there in Jacksonville. Thoughts about what he's done during this time to prepare himself to get ready for training. Other things that he's involved with. He is so busy and doing so many different things. And, whenever I see him, I always say, what are you doing now? And so I can't wait to talk with him tonight. I think it would be a great conversation. Hope you'll be with us at 7:20 to hear from Joshua what he has to say. Proud of Alpharetta High School, of course, Tennessee Vols, and now at Jacksonville. At 8:20, we, in case you missed it, there is a live sporting event taking place this weekend in our city with fans. And you can buy a ticket and actually attend. I don't think it's sold out, but it is a perfect. Top American men's players playing, and you may want to go and check it out. One of those players will join us at 8:20. Francis Tiafo, the ATP Tour, will join us at 8:20. We'll talk about how he has been surviving this time of the of COVID-19, still preparing for a tennis season that is going to pick back up later this summer with the U.S. Open up in New York with no fans. But how does he feel about playing an event with fans? Here in Atlanta, actually starts tomorrow. The next 3 days, we're playing with Peachtree Corners at Lifetime Fitness Tennis Facility. It should be something quite enjoyable. If you want to go out and see some of the players, John Isner, who has been the dominant winner so many times of the Atlanta ATP Stop, of course, former Georgia Bulldog, always popular here in town. He will be among the players that will be playing. So it's a team concept that they're doing, and basically round-robin matches. Not the scale of a usual tournament. And so that's coming up. A DraftKings All-American team event is starting tomorrow. And Francis Tiafoe will join us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about that. NBA teams are headed for the bubble. And, well, most of them. There are some guys who don't want to go. There are some people that are balking at it still. But I think the majority of them are planning on going. And by the end of this month, we will have basketball. We'll have NBA play as we seek to finish up this season and crown a champion. Chris Kirshner keeps an eye on NBA for the Atlantic and keeps an eye on things with our Atlanta Hawks, who made some news this week, obviously, making State Farm Arena available as a polling place. And also now we're hearing word of teams that missed out on the postseason sweepstakes. Be held in Chicago. We'll find out more about that as well. We'll visit with him coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, so you want to stay tuned for that as well as we talk with him. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, an old friend and someone we had on the show before a while back, and I want to find out what this guy's been doing, because everything shut down right at college tournament, basketball tournament time, and he's one of those voices of March that we've heard so many times. Gus Johnson, Fox Sports, will join us at 10 o'clock tonight, and we're just going to get some thoughts from him about the start or whether we should start the college season during this time, and just his thoughts on a lot of different things. Obviously, the movement that's happening in our country to shake change, he's obviously got some thoughts on those things, as well as some of his great calls from over the years. Gus Johnson will join us tonight at 10 o'clock. We got a great show, folks. We hope you will stay with us. Hope you'll participate. And the other thing we want to do is, just for some fun, your five favorite TV judges. Who's in your top five of your favorite TV judges? Come on. We've all watched those court shows, and we've all got the favorite judges that we like. But if you have to do a top five, who would your five be? 4474-1092. As we go throughout the night, I'll share who I think some of my top judges would be, and I hope you will share yours with us tonight. It'll make a little fun tonight in addition to the sports. Top five TV judges tonight. Sam sitting in for John Chuckery on this Thursday night in Atlanta of another sweltering, humid, hot day here in Atlanta. It was ahead of a holiday weekend. Some of you are heading in your cars. You're rolling out of town. Be safe as you travel. And like we said earlier, base your intake, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, along with you wherever you're going, okay? Of course, coming up next, we're going to spend some time with our first guest. Joshua Dobbs is going to join us. Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to talk some football with him and so much more. You stay with us. We're just getting started on this Thursday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. We are available through the radio.com app for all your smartphones and all your smart devices.
Dobbs drops back, looks, loads up, fires long for the end zone. The pass is going to be caught by Tennessee.
Tennessee wins!
Caught it by Tennessee, Juwan Jennings. Jennings makes the catch in the end zone on the Hail Mary.
I don't believe I saw that.
Oh, I'm sure that would never get old. From IMG, Tennessee Radio Network, 2016. Welcome back, everyone. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam Grinshaw with you in primetime tonight. Sitting in for John Chuckery. And that play is something that I'm sure brings a frown to the face of some Georgia fans. But those folks from up at Rocky Top, they still love that one. And they still love this guy who's going to be a guest for us coming up next. Joshua Dobbs joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Josh, how you doing? Always great to catch up with you, sir.
Yes, Sam, thank you for having me on tonight. Great to catch up with you as well. I'm doing well. How have you been?
Doing just well, man. Doing some, you know, doing some radio, doing some things here and locally. But anybody I talk to during this time of COVID-19, first thing I always ask, how are you and family doing? How have you been dealing with the last few months?
Yeah, you know, of course, it's been a different time, but the family is doing well. I've been able to spend several weekends with my parents. You know, I've been in Florida for most of the time, doing training, trying to stay up in tune with the off-season workout program, getting a chance to get around some teammates, and getting ready for hopefully the season coming up. So my parents have been able to come out and visit for Father's Day, Mother's Day, and spend some extended time with them. So it's been still been a productive time period, given the circumstances, given the kind of change of pace with everything going on.
A whole lot of work on Zoom. A lot of people are having, and of course, you got a new offensive coordinator that's come in there with Jacksonville. Thoughts about how you guys have been trying to put things together when you can't go and actually see the person and you can't actually get on the field, you know, with your teammates.
It's been, that's different, you know. Installing an offense all over, you know, virtual and video chat, it's been a unique circumstance, but you know, we've been very flexible. We have two of their very experienced guys are teaching our QB room with Coach McAdoo, who's his tenure at Green Bay and in New York speak for themselves, and then with Coach Jay Gruden. So we've been able to, during the OTA scheduled period, we had, you know, we're in the morning on virtual meetings, doing installations, working through reads, progressions, and then being in Jacksonville, several of the guys have been around. I've been able to put together workouts with the guys to get a chance to kind of simulate an OTA day. Of course, social distancing, being smart with what we're doing, you know, is that you have your virtual meetings and then you go out to the field and kind of install in the field what we just did in the meeting. So we're still trying to get those reps that we missed out on because of OTAs. And then we're able to, as an offense, put together an entire mini camp style thing. In regards to regulations, and get a chance to come together as a group and work through things, work through plays, read progressions, so everybody's able to get on the same page.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline talking with Joshua Dobbs, quarterback with Jacksonville Jaguars, and how he's still trying to get ready for this upcoming season. We're hearing that the exhibition season has been dropped to 2 games instead of 4. Priority when you do get together here this month?
Can you repeat that? Sorry, I just lost you at the end of the question.
No. Okay. What's some things you make top priority when you everybody does get together later on this month, considering now the preseason schedule is likely to only be two games?
Right. I think the top priority, especially, you know, being in a new offense, a new scheme, is as much as you can, one, getting in the huddle, and as a quarterback, hearing the play call, deciding it, and then two, for the receivers, skill position groups, even the line, for them to hear the play call out the QB's mouth and work on lining up and getting in the right spot. And then from there, it's focusing on the details of the spacing on routes, the reason you're running each route. So, I mean, you definitely have to take advantage of the reps and the time that we have together now, because, as you said, you know, there's two less games to get a chance to go out and actually get in there before the regular season starts. So you have to maximize these opportunities. Also, you know, a big thing is just communicating with each other. You know, even though everything's virtual, still being able to communicate and just talk about the plays, talk about the rules at the QB position, talk about what the OC is seeing when you're explaining it to receivers. So it's that communication, that attention to detail, and then trying to manufacture as many game reps as possible before you get to camp.
Josh, I got to talk about one thing that's happening. We talked about dealing with the coronavirus and the things that changed that has happened. We also have a movement that's going on across our country, and he's coming off the death of George Floyd at the hands of a policeman in Minneapolis. A lot of players, a lot of your peers have chosen to participate in some activities and some demonstrations. Talk about what you've been able to do and why is that important to you?
Yeah, we're in an extremely important time, you know, really in our nation's history, you know, fighting for social equality. As a organization and an individual, we've been able to come together. I think the biggest thing during this time period is empathy and understanding other people's situations, understanding where other people come from and their background and the situation that they've been put in and why they view the world in a certain way. So as an organization, we've been able to come and have open forum dialogue, Zoom meetings where guys are able to kind of voice their opinions, orchestrate movements, as you said, orchestrate peaceful protests, so we can come together as a team and show solidarity during this time. I think it's really important as an athlete, someone blessed with a platform, to take advantage of that platform. And this is an important time to kind of spread that social equality. One of our teammates, Chris Conley, he kind of hit it on the head right now. It's like there's a lot going on with all the protests. And the key is to make what you're doing, your actions, make it a movement. Don't just make it a moment. You know, right now with social media and everything, you know, it can kind of get into, like, it's trendy to say that you're behind George Floyd or that you're fighting for social equality. But as time passes, you know, the social media posts aren't going to be what makes the impact. What makes the impact is your actual action plans. Getting out into the community, being able to influence the people around you, being able to join and show law enforcement working with the community and show how they empower and inspire the community and show those positive examples. So I think the actions that people will take from this movement are extremely crucial and important to continue this momentum. And so there's actual change. When we're 5-10 years down the road and we look back on 2020, and we say this was an integral year in social justice, you know, the action plans that are being formulated and the discussions that they're having right now are what is going to make that change. So it's been powerful, and the goal is to keep that momentum going and putting in consistent action plans to be able to influence the community and actually have change.
Folks, he's finding a way to make a difference in a lot of ways, not just playing the game on the field, but also being active as an activist as well. But that's not all this man is doing. You are, my goodness, your degree from school is aerospace engineering. You are basically a rocket scientist. And some people say it's not rocket science. Do you cringe when somebody says it ain't rocket science? How's that make you feel?
I mean, I think it's pretty cool to say I'm a certified rocket scientist. You know, I think not many people can say that, especially being a professional quarterback as well. So that's a pretty cool little resume to have.
Talk about me, because I definitely want to talk to you, because during this time, we've had a manned space flight. And I got to tell you, man, the spaceship looks different. The outfits those guys came out in look nothing like. I guess, you know, it's 2020. I guess they should look a little different, huh? How closely have you followed it?
It's a little different than the shuttle age, right? It's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I got a chance to actually go down and be around and watch the launch from the Kennedy Space Center. And, you know, so I think, you know, it really plays into everything that's going on and just showing, you know, as one of human race, as a country, what we can do when people are unified. You know, it's not easy to want to just launch a rocket, let alone to space, let alone to have launch at the exact time when it has to intersect the International Space Station to mate with the International Space Station. And then you add human lives on top of that as well. So it shows like the power of unity when people are coming from many mixed backgrounds, working around the clock across the country, all for that same goal. So getting a chance to go down there and be around that energy was exciting, and that was my first launch. And so it really put everything into perspective, you know, being down there in February when I had the internship, put a month down, getting to know Kennedy Space and everything that goes on down there, and really seeing what the life of an aerospace engineer is. So then to kind of culminate that experience with the launch, first launch for the United States Solar since 2011, it really put a lot into perspective and continues to inspire me in that field as well.
Man, you've had a chance to do some things and be involved with design, I think, of that was something you were doing, I think. Where was it you were working on the design of something that flew, and you were working on putting it together? And that's eventually what you plan to do anyway, but you've already been involved with that, right?
Yeah, I enjoy aircraft design. So in college, my airplane performance, which was my senior design project, we had to build and design an airplane as a group to fit certain specifications for a flight. And then we went to Arizona and competed in a competition. So you probably had to fly under certain criteria and you had to build the hand from scraps. You know, it's not your first time being able to apply the principles and the concepts that you learned in school to an actual aircraft and see how well that you do. So we placed pretty well. Aircraft had one successful flight. And we placed top 20 in a competition that had over 100 schools from all across the country. So that was kind of, you know, a stepping stone to what I eventually want to get into. And now being able to, now that I'm in the NFL, to be able to spend, you know, a month of my offseason getting a chance to get real work experience at NASA, you know, NASA, the leading edge in space exploration, and seeing what they do. It really is, you know, a unique experience. And I know it will help, you know, propel me and continue to get the ball rolling in my mind, spinning on ideas that I want to pursue in the engineering world.
Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Joshua Dobbs. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at Josh_Dobbs1. Josh_Dobbs1. What do your teammates say when you come back and you're around them after you've been hanging out around rocket ships and stuff? What do they say to you?
Yeah, their first thing is always, "Oh, you're an astronaut. You're going to space." It's really fun, you know, because they're so intrigued by, you know, the industry and what I do off the field. So get a chance to share on that interest with them, you know, is exciting for me. And they enjoy it. The goal is ultimately once everything kind of dies down, get back to normal. I want to take whoever wants to go down to the Kennedy Space Center, since we're only 2 hours down the road from it, to be able to get a chance to see what really goes on down there. You know, a lot of people, and for me, it was eye-opening to get a chance to go behind doors and be around the engineers and see the VAD and see everything going on. So I think it'd be a cool experience for them to, whether it's seeing the visitor centers, so we're able to understand the history and the future steps, you know, VAD, to kind of put the size of these rockets into perspective, whatever it may be. I think it'll be a unique experience for them. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to pique their interest in the space world.
Just amazing. Folks, pride of Alpharetta High School, University of Tennessee, now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Joshua Dobbs, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Enjoy your holiday and keep everything, you and family, continue to stay safe and well. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I goes both ways. Enjoy the fourth, and hopefully we'll get the chance to see each other face-to-face next time I'm back up in Atlanta. So stay well. Stay safe.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. That is Joshua Dobbs joining us on WaitForIt.com hotline. Jacksonville Jets is a busy man. You know what? That dude is busy, man. He's doing a lot of things. Of course, now he's going to turn his focus totally on football as the teams get ready to head for training camp. But always good spending some time with him. Okay, we get back. We're going to continue with some more NFL conversation. We got Jahi on the other side of the glass back there keeping things together. We're going to chat a little bit, first of all, about these top five judges, too. We'll come back with that and more. Some more NFL talk. You stay with us on this Thursday evening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Coming to you by way of the Radio.com app. We're available on your smartphones and all your smart devices. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. Sitting in for John Chuckery on this Thursday night, on this eve of the holiday eve. Hope you and yours will be safe this holiday weekend. If you're traveling, do so with care. If you stay in sheltered in place, well, that's a smart thing to do too these days. If you got plenty of stuff to eat and things you want to watch and enjoy all around you, then why not do it? But while you're enjoying those things, make sure and have 92.9 The Game along with you as well. We're available through the radio.com app, your smartphones and your smart devices, smart speakers, wherever you may be, have us with you as this world continues to develop sports. The teams get set to get back on the playing field to work out and to try to launch some seasons and restart some other seasons as we watch to see what happens. And just spend some time with Joshua Dobbs, good chance to talk with him and get an idea of what they're doing. A lot of new going to be implemented in Jacksonville this year with their football team. And with him being in the quarterback position, he's got to be in on a lot of different things. And he talks about what he's been doing to do his best to get ready. And that's kind of where all the NFL players are right now, the NFL in college and even high school for that matter, just trying to make sure and get things prepared and be ready when the go-ahead is given to go ahead and play. Right now the NFL is on schedule, but it looks like they're going to drop some of the preseason. And I kind of saw this coming. I figured right now they're going to expedite things. You know, you want to get your players out there who are going to play in games and get them out there enough so they can get worked out and get some type of consistency going before you play your first regular season game. But at the same time, you have to evaluate. And that's always the challenge of training camp. And we know the trends we've seen in training camp in recent years. When players go to camp and win in the games, you see so little sometimes of the starters. You just see more of the players who are trying to impress and trying to solidify spots on the depth chart. And we feel like sometimes that has caused the play not to be all that it could be when you get the regulars together for the season open. It almost seems like the first one or two games of the season, it kind of resembles the play sometimes of extended camp. And that might be what we're going to be watching to see when we play regular season games, because the teams are going to get to spend so little time together before going out and actually playing. And we were talking about that some. Jahi is on the other side of the glass with me. Jahi, first of all, how you doing this evening, man? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
All right. You and the family, y'all having good. Y'all planning to do some stuff for the holiday? You going out of town? You gonna stay close by?
I'm gonna be here. I'm working, so I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here on Saturday. So I'm working here. So not much. I'm gonna be doing. I might go. Okay. We might go to a friend's house or something like that. But for the most part, I'm chilling. I'm gonna be inside. It's peaking outside. So I'm just gonna.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna stay inside for the most part.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. I think it's like I said, it's gonna be a different kind of July 4th.
It's a little bit different
for all of us.
A little bit different. I was gonna go out of town. The plan was to go out to North Carolina. My father lives out there, so I planned on going out there, taking the family out there. But I'm just gonna keep it local. Keep it local here.
Yeah. We're just talking about the NFL, and, you know, we're still looking forward to the teams coming to camp and getting ready. But you wonder, What the play is going to look like when they unwrap it and it comes out in the field to start the season. If we're going to count the cut the exhibition games down to two, a lot of people have said that for some time. Why do you need more than two? But you will see. And the thing of it is, what kind of quality of play are we going to see? I mean, how much do you expect it's going to affect the quality?
I think it's going to be pretty sloppy, at least at first, initially. You got a bunch of guys. You got a bunch of rookies that never played on a professional level. A lot of their introduction is that preseason. A lot of those preseason games with them getting cut down to two. You're cutting a lot of their reps. So you're cutting a lot of reps on the professional level. So when these guys that are projected to be starters, that are first and second round draft picks, and they look sloppy, is they didn't get the work. I don't know how much non-contact virtual training is really going to work when it comes to someone coming full speed at you. I think Mike Tyson said it right. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, punched in the face. Like when they get hit, like things are going to change. All the things that they learned, that muscle memory is not going to kick in. So it's going to be a little sloppy at first. So they would have to heavily rely on their vets to get those guys up to speed. And then you got a lot of new guys going to different teams and that haven't been able to get to their team, new quarterbacks that don't know the systems and don't know the players that they're running with and don't know their routes, don't know their speed, and don't know their timing. So there's going to be a lot of sloppy play at first.
Yeah, well, we know one new quarterback who's showing up and getting some time in with his players, a guy down in Tampa. Who's just going out there and, you know, maybe breaking or maybe bending a rule or something. It seems like it doesn't bother him. Of course, he's bent a few rules before, folks. We're talking about Tom Brady. It seems never to slow him down. He's going to do things his way, and we're seeing that once again down at Tampa. And we're keeping an eye on him, obviously, because now he's in the division with us. And, you know, as I've said before, when he comes in here, into the NFC South, he's going to get hit. I don't think he got hit very much up in New England. He's going to get hit this fall. And we're going to see how he likes it or doesn't like it or how he responds to it. Because, nobody really laid a glove on him while he was playing up there in New England. But he's going to get it down here. And he's going to get it definitely when he comes, because we owe him big time. So I expect him to get hit big time. Jair, we talk about expanding the practice squads to 16 players and, you know, that's a definite possibility. I kind of see that happening because you're going to need that not just for injury's sake, but also if players test positive. That's the other thing that's out there, you know, the testing. And that's you wonder how that's going to affect things when camp comes in, too. We've seen how it's impacted the college players when they've come in. A lot of them are testing positive coming in from wherever they've been with their families or friends or wherever. But you get them in and you get them quarantined, you get them isolated, and you get them treated. But that's when we're hearing that we've heard all these alarming numbers out of over 20 at Clemson and 30 at LSU. And they're all being treated, and once they're treated, you know, they probably stay there and won't go back home for an extended period of time. We may get ready to hear some of that again with the NFL. When they all get together, you're going to have people who are coming from different places, and if they haven't gotten tested before, still been working out around places, still been going around family members and maybe friends. I mean, you know, everybody's trying to be as careful as possible and just remember the things that make difference as far as avoiding the virus. And if you have it and not know it, in order not to pass it on to someone else. But that's the whole thing that we think about when we think about these players are going to come in and still at that time get ready, get focused to go out and play the game that we want to see and play it at the level that we expect to see it played. You know, we expect out to see football. We expect to see it played well. And I think that's the thing that we watch for as the teams come together. Of course, we've been watching for, especially with our Atlanta Falcons. We are your home for everything Atlanta Falcons here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. You go to our website. If you've been to our website, you're going to see all the latest great interviews, great features, great podcasts to get you set for training camp, and then to see what happens as far as the team goes. Well, it's going to be a little different this year. We know how we usually tackle that situation. out at Flowery Branch. It's going to be a little bit different, but it will still be great to see the players there getting prepared for this season and getting ready to play as we seek to try to have this football season for 2020. Going to be different. But that's the thing we have to watch for, not only at the professional level, but at the college level. And then people keep asking me also about the high school level, Jahi. And I, this week we heard that the state of Tennessee is sliding their season back a week because of concerns with COVID-19. For now, everything with Georgia as far as the season goes is on to start at the normal time. And I've been in touch with some coaches and athletic directors this week, and everyone's doing their part. Last Sunday morning, Stephen Kraft, the athletic director of Fulton County Schools, joined us and talked about the preparations and everything that took place at with the Fulton County Schools and their programs to wait a week longer than some of the other programs and school systems around the state, just to make sure that they were adhering to all of the safety precautions and getting things ready, the sanitizing stations and the distancing and everything that's needed for these training sessions. But next week, are they going to go up and everybody's going to be able to work toward doing some 7-on-7s and some scrimmages within their team, with their own teams. And basically the footballs are coming out. So high school, while we're talking about what the NFL is going to do here in a few weeks, what college we've already heard about has been doing it. High school is going to bring out the footballs and you're going to take that next step. And we'll see what happens as we go for there, folks. We're going to have some football. Don't know if it's all going to start at the same time, but it seems like we're all leaning in that direction and very determined to make that happen. Now, that's as far as the team goes. Of course, there are other things, too, like the fans. You know, are you going to play with fans? You going to play without fans? You going to play with limited fans? Those are things that, we think about as we look toward this season. We know how it normally looks. We know how it normally feels. And we know that's what we would like for it to be. But the circumstances don't dictate that should be the case. And we may have to do that. And that's why some people say some seasons for some levels or some leagues of college football may not start off until the spring to give some time for this virus to run a different course and the ramp up that's anticipated to come, to have that get behind that. And by that time, hopefully have a vaccine that will be available for everyone that has been vetted and has been tested and proven to do what we need to do so that we can resume sports the way we normally do it. I mean, everybody's doing something out of the ordinary just to try to make it through this fall and through this season. But that's what we're watching for as far as football goes. And, you know, like I said, when we find out more, you'll find out more. We'll have it here on Sports Radio 92.9 again. Now, we talked about, crowds. And there is a sporting event coming up this weekend here in Atlanta that will have people in attendance. Small scale, but you can buy a ticket and go. It'll be the first event since the start of this pandemic that will allow fans to attend. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from one of the participants who will be playing in that event, Francis Tiafoe, with the ATP Tour, is getting set to play in the DraftKings team event coming up Peachtree Corners starting tomorrow. We're going to hear from him in the 8 o'clock hour. It's coming at 8:20. You want to stay tuned, first of all, to hear what he's done. And also, he's playing on the court and a bit of activism by he and some players off the court as well. We're going to hear about that and more with him as we continue. And we're going to talk some baseball. We're going to get your pick for your top five TV judges as well. 404-741-0929. Who are your top five? Coming next hour, I'm going to share you one of mine. You know, I don't know who your top five will be. That's coming up as we continue. Into our next hour, Sam Crenshaw in for John Chuckery on this Thursday night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. We are available through the radio.com app, your smartphones, and all your smart devices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.